SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of Australia Explained. I'm your host, Maram Smail.
My main concern when I was first declared bankrupt was the ability to visit my daughter. She lives in the Philippines with her mother.
Today, we are discussing bankruptcy, often associated with feelings of financial shame. However, it is the best course of action to relieve financial distress.
First, they need to gather all their financial information and then complete a bankruptcy form online via the AFSA website.
If you're struggling with managing your debts, it's worth considering filing for bankruptcy. It's essential to seek professional advice to ensure that bankruptcy is the right option for you and that you fully understand the consequences. Bankruptcy is a legal process that can help you regain financial control by releasing you from most of your debts, allowing you to start fresh. You can volunteer for bankruptcy or be declared bankrupt by the court at the request of your creditors, those to whom you owe money. It can be a positive step that far outweighs the stigma surrounding it. Even so, bankruptcy comes with severe consequences. Sarah Migginson, senior money expert with Finder, suggests that it's crucial to consider the other options that fall under the Bankruptcy Act. The first option is a debt agreement.
A debt agreement usually lasts around 3 to 5 years, and that's where you agree to pay a percentage of your debts via an administrator. They will negotiate on your behalf between you and your creditors. They might get that debt reduced, then they'll work out a repayment plan for you over, say, 5 years, but there's a number of different terms and conditions around it. If your creditors don't want to accept it, they don't have to.
It's worth considering a debt agreement before you declare bankruptcy, but only if you can repay some debt. The second option is a personal insolvency agreement. This is a legally binding agreement between you and your creditors.
It means you're negotiating with them to get a flexible repayment plan to settle your debts without actually becoming bankrupt. And that usually involves the appointment of a trustee. They will take over the process and help you work out what those payments are going to be. And again, it's usually over a 3 to 5 year period, and you'll pay a fee to kind of structure that and get onto a payment plan.
Bankruptcy differs from debt agreements and personal insolvency agreements because it clears most of your debts. However, the impact is heavier. Therefore, seeking advice from a financial counsellor before deciding is essential. The National Debt Helpline is available Monday to Friday on 1-800-007-007. The cost of living crisis is hitting so many people that you won't be alone, says Ms. Migginson.
They're a fantastic first step because they provide a lot of resources and information and experienced financial counsellors for free who can go through your situation with you and explain all of these options in detail with you. They're a completely independent, not-for-profit service, always free, always confidential, and I highly recommend them.
The Australian Financial Security Authority will manage the process when filing for bankruptcy. Claire Corrigan, registered trustee in bankruptcy, explains.
First, they need to gather all their financial information and then complete a bankruptcy form online via the AFSA website. AFSA then assess the application. If it's accepted, the individual is declared bankrupt, and from that moment, they're afforded certain protections from creditors, which allows them to start rebuilding financially.
You'll then be assigned a bankruptcy trustee, or you can nominate your own. The trustee's role is to ensure that the interests of all parties, including the creditors, are fairly represented. Ms. Corrigan says trustees also assess the bankrupt's finances, sell their assets to pay off debt, and investigate their financial conduct.
We also provide information to the bankrupt individual to help guide them through the associated rights and responsibilities during the bankruptcy term. It's about striking a balance that honours all sides and to provide impartial, pragmatic solutions with care and compassion in what can be a very stressful and emotional time for everybody involved.
A bankruptcy term lasts 3 years and one day, but the consequences can last for many years. Your name is added to the National Personal Insolvency Index. This impacts your credit rating and ability to get finance or loans even after your bankruptcy ends. Some of your freedoms are also impacted. Matthew, a small business owner, says traveling overseas without consent is an offense during bankruptcy.
My main concern when I was first declared bankrupt was the ability to visit my daughter. She lives in the Philippines with her mother. When you're declared bankrupt, you're no longer able to freely travel abroad whenever you want. You first need to seek the permission of the bankruptcy trustee to travel abroad.
Generally, bankruptcy won't impact your ability to work. Your employer probably won't need to know. However, if you work in a trade or an industry, such as an accountancy or law, you must contact the relevant government agency or professional association to discuss the conditions. You can only manage a company with court permission or hold certain public positions. And as Matthew discovered, you'll face some restrictions if you're running your own business.
I was a sole trader at the time of the bankruptcy, and this had a number of effects on the business. Firstly, I was unable to obtain public liability insurance and to set up accounts and lines of credit with suppliers. I had to pay for everything up front and in cash. Getting personal finance or loans is very difficult, and if you are able to obtain them, it usually comes at the cost of higher interest rates.
Credit reporting agencies record your bankruptcy for 5 years from the date you become bankrupt or 2 years from when it ends. This impacts your ability to get credit and the interest rate you're charged. Considering all this, does bankruptcy release you from all your debts? The answer is no. Your debts are handed over to the trustee. You'll then be released from most of your unsecured debts. Any debts not backed up by an asset, such as credit cards, medical bills, and loans. The trustee must be informed of any changes to your circumstances, such as your income. Sarah Migginson says they may sell some of your assets to pay your creditors.
So usually you're allowed to keep things like ordinary household goods, tools that you need to earn an income, a vehicle up to a set amount, but your trustee can sell basically all of your other assets, including the house that you live in. And it's also important that you don't rush to dispose of any property belonging to the trustee. You must declare it and be really honest about that, because there's some serious consequences if you try to defraud your trustee.
Claire Corrigan stresses how important it is to look beyond the stigma of bankruptcy and the legal relief and fresh start that it gives people facing significant financial hardship. Her key message is that you're not alone.
Importantly, more often than not, the people that are looking to file for bankruptcy are doing so through no fault of their own, because financial hardship is often caused by external forces. So I'm of the strong opinion that it should be viewed as a brave step towards a new financial future, especially through the support of professionals who understand that it's not just a legal action, but also that it's an emotional journey.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Melissa Campagnoni, hosted by me, Maram Smail. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Garmian.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.